if you only remember it once.
This is Moria Shrine Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Right 4 seconds before the time I have to say that. Perfect. It's DJ Gabe, as always, and as always, this was 3 in the morning from Homestuck Volume 6, Air Transparent. Great webcomic, check it out. I've been like a little sick all day, which is unfortunate. My sleep recovery over Thanksgiving strategy did not work out perfectly, unfortunately. I got some good sleep, but then I think, like, when I got the sleep, my body was like, oh wait, you really haven't been getting enough sleep over college. And it was like, yeah, you're gonna be really exhausted all the time now. So, oh well, even though I got a lot of sleep, I'm still exhausted. And then, coupled to get to that with tonight, which is quite the night of no sleep, as, let's see, I had to meet with some people till like 10:30. At like a pizza place, and I had to go back and try and fall asleep, but I watched fixing videos, like electronic fixing videos, for like an hour. And then I went to bed at like 12, and then I got up at like 1:45 to prepare for my show, and now I'm here. So that's been quite the adventure, I'll say. Now I'm like, I'm not coughing a lot, but I'm coughing more than I should be. And I feel a little stuffed up, but I really, really hope it doesn't progress into something, because I do not need to be sick on finals week. Like, truly, that would probably be the worst. It would be the worst, and I don't want to deal with that. I've been lucky so far with sicknesses. I don't want to fall this close to the end. Anyways, Thanksgiving was pretty good for me. I just chilled with my immediate family at home. This time we didn't want to drive up to New York to see other family because traffic is bad. That's about right. So we just made turkey at home. That was fun. Played bridge. Pretty complicated card game. Pretty fun though, not gonna lie. Saw some of my high school friends again. One of my friends got a virtual boy, which is Nintendo's attempt at VR. Me at a WMFO Discord discussion to Spinatron quickly. I can't even hold my phone. My friend got a virtual boy, which is Nintendo's attempt at making VR in like the 90s. And he brought it over to my house when we had a movie night. And I tried it out, and I'll be honest, it's not bad. I only tried out one game, but the main criticism that it hurts your eyes, I didn't find to be the case, personally. Maybe if I played for a couple hours, it would be a bit different. However, from the stuff I played, I mean, obviously it wasn't good graphics. Maybe even at the time, it probably wasn't even that good graphics. I wouldn't imagine it would be. It still was... It was a pretty interesting experience, I would say. I would not call it bad, though, actually. I was pleasantly surprised with what I found there. Then we watched Pulp Fiction. That was fun. That was good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, I did that. Let's see, on Saturday. Yeah. And then Sunday, I kind of just had to pack up, head back. Yep. Been playing a lot of Pokemon Emerald. It's a pretty fun game. I beat it, and now I'm just trying to shiny hunt. Shiny hunting is, there's a 1 in 8,192 chance every Pokemon you encounter will be shiny or a different color than they normally are, and they're really rare. Yeah. And so I've been hunting for shinies there, but there's like an interesting, I wouldn't call it glitch, but like flaw in the game's coding, such that I can figure out exactly what if I encounter a Pokemon on an exact frame, and a frame is 1/60th of a second. If I encounter a Pokemon, a specific frame, it will always be shiny, because the random number generator in Pokemon Emerald is broken. So if I encounter a Pokemon on, for me, it's like 2,765 or something. I don't remember if that's exactly correct, but I have that number written down. There's this tool that gives you, like, you plug in your trainer ID and your secret ID, which are numbers specific to your player, and if you give it that, it'll tell you exactly what frames will give you what Pokemon, what stats the Pokemon will have, and it could be, yeah, whatever. And so it's pretty cool, because what you do is you train yourself to press the A button on the specific frame that you need to press it on. You get a little stopwatch program, and when it reaches zero, you press A, and you hope you get it. If you don't, you reset. But it's been pretty cool, because I've been able to get a bunch of shiny legendaries and a bunch of shiny Pokemon in Pokemon Emerald, which are normally like really, really rare to get. So it's pretty cool, pretty fun. Some people are not entirely certain about the legitimacy. I mean, it's technically not legitimate, because I'm not actually. I know it will work if I hit that frame. So it's not like actually a 1 in 8,000 chance. It's actually just, if I press the button right now, it will be shiny. So that's not entirely legitimate. Yeah. Right. But it's a very cool method nonetheless, and I don't really care too much about the legitimacy. Generally, it's just kind of cool to have them, I think. Novelty. But I do plan on going to, like, other Pokemon games and catching other shiny Pokemon. More, in a more legitimate way, I think. Because I really like the shiny hunting method. The shiny hunting thing in Pokemon games. Speaking of which, the new Pokemon games are not good. I don't have much to say on the matter, other than hashtag bring back national decks. And rant. Yeah. So that's unfortunate. Nintendo, Game Freak, or, well, it's just Game Freak. It's not Nintendo in this time, I don't think. Anyways, I really shouldn't wear my voice out. I'm just gonna become sick more. All right, I'm gonna go play this song that I just got the album for. It was advertised by another Toho radio station called Gensokyo Radio. I almost called my radio show that, and then I was like, hold up, maybe that would not be a good idea because there's already a Gensokyo Radio. So I went Moria Shrine Radio. Anyways, they're a pretty cool radio show. But they recommended a free album, some Toho album on Bandcamp, so I'm gonna play first track of that. I have not heard it, but don't worry, I know it's not gonna have like it's gonna be PG-13. I don't know, it's not gonna have swears. Don't worry, your ears will be saved, and I'll also play that, I guess. Or that. I'm not sure. Should I start with... Yeah, we'll go with a nice Aviators Dark Souls song. Sure. All right. Well, enjoy. I'm on Aux 2. Yes, I am. Okay, so enjoy that. Da-da-da. 3, 2, 1. I can just play, actually. Okay. Let There Be Fire again, boys. those are some good songs. Alright, so you're getting my first thoughts on that, on Colorblind, by Yonvolt from Toho, spelled W-H-O. That was... Okay, so it's very clearly super heavy drum step, which sometimes I'm a fan of. I didn't entirely like the intro to that song, personally. I liked, like, the midsection where they went to the UNO and was her melody, I guess. And it was kind of neat, the whole using that, that English voice. I've definitely heard those stock sound effects before, I feel like, for the guy saying, like, drop the bass or some dubstep deal. I'd like to hear some of the other songs of the album. I can't play the whole album on air because I can only do two songs from the same album. And not worth it. I'll just go listen to it on my own time. So it was decent. I enjoyed part of it. That first part did turn me off a little bit from it, I will say. It has to be said. Yeah. But hopefully some of the other I've heard the genres of each of the tracks on the album are very different, so some are like 8-bit, others are trance. I love me some good trance. Trance is great. So maybe I'll remember to report back in... Actually, this is my last session, isn't it? I think it is. Am I wrong in that? Hold up. So, if I look at the calendar... Let's see. Because we have this week... it's Monday here. Yeah, no, I'm done. This is my last sesh. Ah. Well... That's quite a thing. Yeah. Anyways, let me introduce what this. Yeah. So I said Colorblind, Toho, and the other one was Let There Be Fire, by Aviators. Aviators are a great, like, symphonic rock band that make, like, video game songs, original songs. So that one was based on Dark Souls 1. Which very well may be my favorite game of all time. I love that game to death. It's such a phenomenal game. It is fairly difficult. Such that there's a meme about it. How difficult the game is. It's a great game, though. Like, truly. I would recommend it to quite a few people. I'm not sure, though. But yeah. It's a great game. And that was a great song. I love that song. I've listened to that quite a bit. Anyways, here's a PSA. I chose this PSA because of the very creepy looking faces on these fruit. I don't know how to describe them, but they're very creepy to me. Anyways, this is the dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Oh boy. Now I have a PSA telling me eat healthier. Alright, that's fair. Yeah, whatever. I should do that. I should get trail mix more often at Hodge.
Oh, well.
Okay, that was a PSA. That was me introducing both those songs. I really don't feel like talking too much today. I apologize for that. I'm just... My mouth's sore, and I've been up way too... I don't have enough sleep, so... Let's just play the next song. The next one is great. I love this song. And the next... I guess I should play that one. I like that one. But I also like that one. That is a good question. Actually, I'm going to play that. I really like this one. I'm going to do that one. Okay. Well, enjoy. And I'll leave you with some great songs. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome back. Alright, sorry, I was still figuring out all the Spinatron stuff for the last song because the title was in Japanese, so I had to look up the album and rabbit hole. But I got it. Alright, so the first song was How Beautiful by Donna Regina. And that was in Secret Love 3. So there's six Secret Love albums, which are like collaborations between a bunch of artists. They're very good albums. I'd highly recommend checking that out. And the second song was, I guess it must be this, Gutenberg no Kagakuseki. It roughly translates to like Era of the Gutenberg Science. By Minimum Electric Design. And yeah, I really like that song. It's always hard to find it because it's not an English title. But I know it's a remix of Satellite Cafe Terrace, which is a great original song from Zun, creator of Toho himself. Yep. So there's some great songs there. Yep. Yeah, I've listened to that last vocal rock one, Gutenberg, whatever. Quite a bit, so that's been fun. Let's see. I guess I'm just gonna go straight into the next song. Apologies for not talking too much. We can play that. Sure, we'll play that, and we'll play that. I guess. Yeah. Why not? And then. That'll be, what, 10 minutes? That'll actually take me there. Then I want to do... Okay, actually, I have to choose now. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll do this one and Demetori to get my medal, because I need my medal. Yeah, and then I'll play, like, maybe Primula. During the end. Yeah, let's do that. Sorry for not playing this one. I've been holding this one out for a couple weeks now. It's been on the list of songs to play, but I haven't played it. Anyways, here we go. This is a great one. Fast paced, but here we go. 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Welcome back. Those are some great songs. The first one was Chinese Tea Orchid Remix by Yu from apparently a rhythm game, Sound Voltex 2, apparently. The album technically is Sound Voltex Ultimate Tracks Remix or something. Anyways, I found that song through, you guessed it, Osu. That's a great beat map for that. Very fast. I've managed to beat the 5-star version of that, which I'm very happy with, and it's a very fun map. Lots of streaming, lots of quick jumps. Very good map. Very fun. And the second one, Dematory. Good old Dematory makes some great metal mixes. And that was Border of Life, or you could probably just say Blue Nobly Cherry Blossoms of Sumizome. Border of Life. Okay. I don't know the album. It's in Japanese. I know it. I don't remember which one it is. Anyways, that was that. Okay, so it's past 3:55. This is Moria Shrine Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm gonna leave you with a good old Iosis song. It's about should be 4 minutes, right? Yeah, 4:18. So that should be good enough time, and I'll go set up Rivendell to get you some automated stuff after I leave. So, see ya!
It has been his aim to add breadth and depth.
Yeah, can you